Dressing up is not just for fun. There's a very deep idea in this practice. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We continue on our series, Ancient Wisdom for Contemporary Living. And today we focus again on Purim, the upcoming festival, which is this coming Saturday night and Sunday, where we know that on Purim, it's a very special day, a very happy day. There are different mitzvot, different things that we're supposed to do, like sending food gifts to each other, giving money for the poor, hearing the Megillah, eating a festive meal, and so on. But there's also customs that surround Purim, and one of the customs, of course, is dressing up. And as time goes on, there's all kinds of elaborate customs of how people dress up, different masks, different fancy dress that people do. And normally, or very often, this is seen as just a fun thing to do on Purim because it's such a celebratory day. And it's also sort of seen sometimes as something that only kids do. And, they dress up and just have an amazing fun. But the truth is that we find a lot of adults that dress up as well. And we also have this idea that all Jewish customs have tremendous depth. And the truth is that dressing up is no exception, because it goes to the heart of this Purim story and it goes to the heart of a very fundamental lesson. What is the idea of dressing up? Dressing up means that someone looks at you, doesn't know who you really are, and thinks you are a persona, thinks you are someone that is not the real you. You put on a mask, you look like a clown, you look like an old person, a young person, whatever the case is. Or you wear funny clothing and you give an impression that you are something that you're not. You put on a fire, the kids put on a dress up as firemen, policemen, so you're looking at them. And the first impression you get is that which the fancy dress represents, and we know it's not really who the person is. And it goes down to the whole way we live, but it also goes to the story of Purim. The story of Purim came about because we know that the Jews assimilated, and they became very much immersed and enmeshed with the political scene at the time, forgetting that their existence depends on God, forgetting that the existence and the experience is really about being connected to something higher, something more transcendent. Which explains why the Talmud says that the decree of Haman, the villain of Purim story, came about because the Jews enjoyed and they were fully involved and engaged in the banquet that Ahasuerus made. Now, what's so terrible about going to a party, going to a banquet? Not only that, the commentaries explain that in a way they had to go because it was part of the political scene at the time. They had to have a representation there. It was the right diplomacy to exercise at the time. So what's the problem? The problem is that they did it not because they had to do it. They did it because they enjoyed it. That became what they thought was their identity. In other words, they forgot that, of course, we need to create the practical strategies in this world to be able to survive and to be successful. So in a political sense, that means political diplomacy, that means, you know, being friendly with the regime of the time and so on and so forth. But that's not where our main existence comes from. If you look at Jewish history, our existence, and this is something which can be very emphasized nowadays, does not depend on other people and other nations. We miraculously have survived. We are miraculously still here, which is a statistical miracle, we know. Because we are God's people, because we are dependent on God, because God keeps us alive. And they forgot that. Hence, they gave room for the politics of the time, the regime of the time, to actually threaten them and threaten their existence. The way that they combated this, the way that they fixed this, was to take off the mask. Was to take off the mask, take off that persona of being someone who is just completely immersed and completely identifies with being dependent on the politics of the time or the regime of the time. They took off their mask and showed that, no, that's not the real them. It's just superficial. The real them is their connection to God. The real them is their neshama, their soul. The real them is something much more transcendent. As soon as that happened, as soon as that took place, God blessed us with a miracle. And eventually the decree of Haman was averted and the Jews fought back and they won, and hence the festival of Purim. But of course, this is the story of life. We all walk around with a mask. We all walk around sometimes giving forth a persona that really isn't who we really are. We forget about our soul. We forget about our true identity. We forget about And this expresses itself in so many different ways. Sometimes we become dejected or we in despair because we forget that we have intrinsic connection. We forget we have intrinsic potential. We forget that we have intrinsic worth. Sometimes we mess up and we fail so badly. We think that failure becomes who we are. We identify ourselves by our failure. Sometimes we absorb arrogance because we identify ourselves by our successes. All of that, our failures, even our successes, even the stuff that we go through and the people we connect to very often is not who we really are. We are really a soul. We really have intrinsic value, intrinsic goodness, a godly connection that gives us hope and gives us strength and gives us intrinsic value and gives us the ability always to repair and rebuild and to return and reconnect. That's who we really are. So in order to remember that that is the Purim message, we dress up on Purim to show that anything you saw until now is just a mask, really. What you think I am, that's a mask. I'm not really that. I'm much higher than that. I'm much stronger than that. And we remind ourselves to take off the mask after Purim and to reveal who we truly are. This is such an important idea. It needs reflection. So let's meditate for a few minutes. Close your eyes if that makes you more comfortable and focused. Relax. Become aware. Turn your attention to your breathing. Notice. Start to notice something which often goes unnoticed. Something critical, like our breath. Something we cannot exist without. Something who is really us. But we don't notice it. So take a few deep breaths, feel every inhalation, feel every exhalation, and take note of the very injection of life, our pattern and rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. As you do this, just try and notice. Notice as your lungs fill with air, giving you oxygen, giving you life. Breathe out, noticing how exhaling gives us the ability to get rid of toxicity, giving the way for a new breath of life, a new injection, a new infusion. Notice everything about the breath. Noticing our breathing means we start to notice the core of life. On a deeper level, it also means we start to notice our neshama, our soul. Breath is neshima, soul is neshama. Every breath is an expression of our soul. Think about your soul. Think about the spark of purity at the core of your soul. Think about the godly infusion at the foundation of your neshama. Pure, infinite, intrinsically holy. How often do we think about our neshama, about who we really are? The connection to transcendence, connection to God. Just think of a regular day when we get caught up with the successes, the failures, impressions we make on others, disappointments, all a big mask. Dress up. Take off that mask. Notice your breathing. connect to your real self, pure self, pristine self. Reveal who you really are. Reveal your potential. Reveal your connection. Come back to who you are, and just something to do every day. We get so caught in the treadmill of life that we forget our true identity. Take a few minutes each day. Notice your breathing. Notice your soul. Notice your essence. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and I want to wish everyone a Purim Sameach for Sunday. It is possible that next week we'll take a break from this weekly meditation and start again the following week. Purim Sameach.